Now, dictation for David Peters, P-E-T-E-R-S, February 27, 39, address as a letter to Dr. Mary, M-U-R-R-A-Y, 583-1914. Dear Dr. Mary, a follow-up for Mr. Peters, who has chronic kidney disease, diabetic nephropathy, hypertension. Last visit was December 2021. As you are aware, back in August 2022, he did have a stroke with weakness on the left upper and lower extremity, as well as speech problems, found to have a right-sided thalamic stroke, recovered for the most part back to normal within a few days, did not require physical therapy or did not require rehabilitation admission. For a period of time was living with doctors. Now he is independent. He's already traveling, which he enjoys a lot, and visiting friends, family. There was about 10 pounds weight loss. Presently no nausea, vomiting, dysphagia, diarrhea, bleeding. Good urine output without cloudiness or blood, some nocturia, some frequency. Does have severe neuropathy, lower extremities below the knees as well as on hands. Work out for potential carpal tunnel, on physical therapy 2 times a week. Presently no chest pain palpitations, no dyspnea, orthopnea, PND, oxygen. Other review system is negative. Medication list review. He says to be on Eliquis, Diabetes Actos and Glimperai, Januvia, on Plavix, blood pressure HCTC, Lisinopril, Procardia, next paragraph today, blood pressure 120/268 on the right side, hard of hearing, normal speech, no respiratory distress, no facial asymmetry, minor JVD, prior bypass surgery, atrial fibrillation rate less than 19, no pericardial wrap, no abdominal distension, ascites, tenderness, I don't see edema. Review discharge summary. He was at McLaren Flint. In the hospital, blood pressure was quite high, 190s over 110. He was on AFib. No intracranial bleeding. Every 70% stenosis on the right-sided middle cerebral artery. Aggressive treatment with aspirin cholesterol. First few days allowing high blood pressure. The finding of right-sided thalamic infarct, small, acute. Episodes of hypoglycemia for what insulin was discontinued. Preserved ejection fraction in the 60-65%, left ventricular hypertrophy, no evidence of shunting on the heart, discussions about Watchman procedure, Next paragraph, the most recent chemistries. Creatinine 1.9, which is higher than baseline 1.3 to 1.5. And all this, of course, is since the event August last year. GFR 35, stage 3B, with a normal sodium potassium, minor increase of bicarbonate, a normal nutrition, calcium phosphorus, anemia 11.1 with a normal white blood cell platelet. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. PKD, stage 3B, an acute change or progression likely related to above neurovascular event. Continue monitoring over time. No symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis. Next number, blood pressure well controlled. Continue pressing medications, which include ARB, candesartan, C-A-N-D-E-S-A-R-T-A-N. Next number, chronic atrial fibrillation, rate control, anticoagulated with Eliquis, presently off rate control, as there was episode of bradycardia in the hospital. Next number, right-sided thalamic stroke, clinically improved. Next number, coronary artery disease prior bypass surgery, preserved ejection fraction, no evidence of decompensation, continue restricted potassium diet. He takes no diuretics. Continue cholesterol management. Next number, hard of hearing. Next number, anemia without external bleeding, no indication for EPO treatment. Next number, other chemistries associated to kidney disease, all appears to be stable. Will follow over time, end of dictation.